It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning, West Michigan. It's Saturday morning, and it's going to be about 80 degrees today. The sun's shining, and you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Glad to be here. Going to fire up a grill today. Bob and I got a big old party to go to this afternoon for Roasty O'Donnell. We're going to go see Shane Hickey and his friends, and we're going to do a little throwdown in the backyard. I was up all night cooking pork butts, and we got a busy day today. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Randy, and good morning, Grillin' America. This is Barbecue Bob. This is the craziest radio show on the planet because you got two guys that are grilling nonstop and tasting microbrewed beers and Michigan-made wines. It is crazy.
Yeah, we've actually got a vintner in the studio with us this morning, and he's got three bottles cracked open. We'll get to him in a minute, but we got a busy day today.
He's got three bottles cracked open because I put a gun to his head.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know what? It was just a pea shooter because that's Barbecue Bob, and that's the way he rolls.
Ouch. Yeah. You're starting right off with a low blow. Okay, before the end of this show, I will get you.
All right. But, hey, stick with us today, man. We got a lot going on. Bob's going to talk about picking the right kind of party equipment, being that we're going to throw a little throwdown today, that he's got some ideas on tools you should use when you're grilling for your friends. Again, as we mentioned, Doug, our friend from Fen Valley Wines, is here in the studio. We're going to talk to Chef Bob. He's going to talk about outdoor pizza cooking with the pizza stones. And if you're lucky enough to have one of those pizza ovens in your backyard, he's going to give us some tips on that. He's going to give him a call. I got a regular grilling guy coming in our second hour. His name's Gary Salter. He's a guy I know, owns a little business here in town, and nothing to do with grilling, but he's really good at what he does. He's going to talk about burgers and whitefish with us. Kim Kowalski from Mount Pleasant Brewery is going to be calling in today. Bob's got a special interview that he actually taped a couple weeks ago with a guy named Dave, right?
Yep.
What's Dave going to talk about?
Dave Russell, you'll want to stick around for that one because this guy is one of the hottest competition cookers in the region. He's out of Chicago. He is also vice president of the American Culinary Association, and the dude just has experience. He's got a big good one. He's got the Trail Boss.
Okay.
He rolls.
Yeah, and he's going to tell us a little bit about how to use that and what he uses it for and some tips and techniques there. Bob just rolled in this morning. We were actually a little worried whether you were going to get here on time, but, you know, a little Leadfoot, Bob, made it in. Officers, if you're listening out there, thanks for letting him pass because he's on the radio now.
I smoked by a couple of them, actually.
That's right. But he's going to talk about, he's been on vacation this week and he shot back, so we're going to talk about a little grilled bluegill.
Oh, yeah.
Bob's been up there fishing a little bluegills. That's about it, but good, busy show. Busy show today.
All right, let's get with it.
Yeah. Well, let's talk to Dave, Doug, from Fen Valley Wines. Sitting in here, he's got three types of wine with him. Tell us a little bit about your winery.
Well, let's see, I started out in 1973, so that actually makes me kind of a grandfather in this whole business. Came here from Illinois with a dream to make wine. My experience was I grew three grapevines in our backyard, and that was it. So came up here, started wine, and now this is my passion. I love to make wine, and I love to share it with people.
You know, as far as the vintners in Michigan, what we found is that that's kind of a common story. Fellas like yourself, baby boomers, you know, you have some success in life, you want to retire early, and you can't stand it because you're so used to being busy.
Well, I don't want to retire, but I am busy, that's for sure. No, I love it.
I'm betting you got more than three grapevines now. I see three varieties there. Tell us about the one. You've actually got one with a unique name on it. It's not Cabernet. It's Cabaret Rosé.
Okay,
tell us a little bit about that.
Hit me with that.
All right. Well, first of all, rosés are on a return. Everybody looks down their nose at a rosé. In fact, when I talked to Bob on the phone, he goes, oh, you know, took kind of a a cool attitude towards it. But rosés, a good, dry, clean rosé is something that is a great summer wine, great for grilling, great for enjoying in a Michigan summer. But the name Cabernet Rosé, it's made out of Cabernet Sauvignon and Cabernet Franc. So all labels have to be approved at the federal government level. Went to them. I said, I'd like to call this a Cabernet Rosé. They go, you can't. You got to call it Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, but you cannot call it Cabernet. I go, okay, I'm going to call it Cabaret and just let my customers think that I don't know how to spell. And
it's dance when you drink it then?
I do.
Only if
I
you drink enough of it, Bob. Yeah. Then you start kicking your feet. Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's cool. Now, you said you usually drink that quite chilled in the summer, right?
It's great summer wine. Hot afternoon, like tonight.
It's beautiful at room temperature, let me tell you that. This is
I'm going to tell you what. Tonight, after my day is done, there will be a cold bottle hanging out for me.
Now, when you say cold, how low do you take the temperature on that wine when you drink it?
You know what? This is sacrilege, but I've even put ice in it.
Okay. All right. But
on the deck, when it's hot out, why not?
Why not?
I mean, that's got plenty of body. That'll hold up to a little bit of meltdown.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I could see even making a spritzer out of that for people that are a little wine shy, you know, just a little touch of 7-Up or something with it.
Not only that, you can drink more of it if you dilute it with a little bit of a melted ice cube.
It goes a little farther, right?
Yeah.
I think I'd just prefer to open another bottle. So then you also have a Chardonnay there, right?
Yeah, we make a Chardonnay, no oak. Kind of unusual style of Chardonnay. For years and years, I made Chardonnay the way the Californians made it, in oak barrels, and I hated it. I never drank it. I'm not an oak head. So
I noticed that.
A couple of years ago, I said, I'm going to make a Chardonnay for myself, and we call it true Chardonnay because it's the true taste of Chardonnay.
Okay, Jop, let's hit it on the air. Come on.
Okay, well,
don't be Bogarting.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, that's the Chardonnay without oak. That's the way Chardonnay tastes if you don't make it in an oak barrel, and I love it.
All right. That's cool. Oh,
wow. It is good. Now, very good.
The rosé, honestly, if you're listening, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 every Saturday from 9 to 11, and we're talking with Doug from Fen Valley. We didn't pronounce your last name, so why don't you tell everybody your full name?
Well, my name is Doug Welch, but it has nothing to do with Welch's grape juice, okay? The guy that started Welch's grape juice was a prohibitionist. I am not.
Yeah, but I tell you what, you do better things with grapes than he ever did. I guarantee that. So where's the winery located?
Winery is actually about an hour from downtown Grand Rapids, south of Holland, on very, very close to the lake shore by Saugatuck, by Lake Michigan. And it's like I say, an hour from here.
Do you have a tasting room down there?
We have a tasting room. We're open 7 days a week, 362 days a year.
Okay, fantastic. And obviously, you have a retail store there at the winery where we could pick up wine. Where else would our listeners find the wine in West Michigan?
Well, D&W carries it, and Russo's, and a few select restaurants around. But pretty much, the winery is so small, and I sell everything 92% of what I make, I sell out of the front door.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, we're talking with Doug Welch from Fen Valley Winery, and we just tasted a Chardonnay. That Chardonnay has no bite to it at all. Some Chardonnays are so dry or so crisp that there's almost a little tinge on the follow-up. This thing is like butter.
Yeah.
That is, again, you've got three smooth wines there.
These are summer wines, my friend.
Man, I could definitely get used to that.
Doug, you mentioned that the best wine you've ever made is coming out next week.
Yep.
And you were fortunate enough you brought a bottle with us. And, you know, that really says something when the vintner himself says, you know what, I've been doing this for 30 years, like you said, or 40 almost, and this is the best bottle of wine I've ever had. Tell us a little bit about that.
Riesling is a really powerful grape here in Michigan. I mean, it's probably what we do the best. We, meaning the whole industry, does the best. And last year, we had a super year. 2010 was awesome. And one vineyard had this special mold that grew all over those grapes. And the grapes hanging on the vine, they actually look like dead mice hanging on the vine. And it's sort of a leap of faith when you start making wine out of moldy grapes. But what you get is this gorgeous apricot taste.
Absolutely.
Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on WBBL 107.3, and we are talking with Doug Welch from Fen Valley. We're talking about his summer wines, and this guy has some surprises. If you want to do the wine tour this fall, You've got to go down and hit the Southwest Michigan Wine Tour. And you're part of the
yes.
Wine Tour. And what is it? Pure Michigan promotes it. But there's also Michigan Wine.
There's wine. Yeah, Michigan Wine. If you just Google Michigan Wine, you'll find out
so
about
how far
us.
Off of 196 are you?
We are 4 miles off of 196.
Okay, I'll guarantee you, if you go to your tasting room and you taste any one of these three wines right now, you're going to walk out with a case of one of them. Or maybe three.
Which exit are we off of 196? If I was coming from Grand Rapids, where would I go? You said you made a quick little trip up here today.
Yep. Wouldn't matter which way you're going, you're going to get off at exit 34.
Okay. And that's the Fenville exit?
Yep. That's okay. The Fenville exit.
Right. Well, that's pretty amazing stuff. We're so happy to meet you and finally get a chance to taste your wines because we love sampling wines on the show because when you're grilling, either a good microbrew or a good glass of wine. I mean, it's part of the back deck experience, and we're all about the backyard. We're backyard masters, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. Bob, you know, these wines are fantastic, the summer wines. We drink them a little bit chilled, and one of the things that you and I both love to do during the summer is go fishing. Mm-hmm. We don't ever get enough time to do it.
That Chardonnay would be great with some...
Yeah. How about some grilled bluegill? You said you've been on vacation, and you...
Absolutely.
You're tell us a little
haven't
bit about...
haven't caught any yet, though.
How to grill some bluegill. Okay, so you're grilling this winter's bluegill.
Well, we're camping on Lake Michigan right now, so the bluegill recipe was just something it's morphed. You know, it's something that I've kind of morphed into. It's not typical at all. It's
well, tell us about it.
Kind of crazy. Well, it really quick. I like using drakes.
Okay.
Even when I grill.
Breading, right.
Yep. I'll take and very often take my fillets and I'll dip them in milk, throw a little bit, just dust them real lightly with some drakes, put them on the grill or plank them. Bluegill's a great fish to plank because you want to leave the
skin on.
Yeah.
Okay.
It saves you all that hassle.
Sure.
And then so grill them up nice, get them softened up, and then you basically take an avocado, a little lime, and we're going to post this recipe on the website, but a little cumin and one full lime and dice up a tomato, and you just make a little chutney or a little bit of a, really it's a guacamole kind of a mixture out of it. And then grill up some bacon. And get yourself a nice dinner roll, like a potato roll or something soft, because this meat's real soft. It's going to break easy. And you throw some bacon on there with that and a little bit of that.
Oh, ooh, that sounds good. But well, we're going to have to try that. Like Bob said, we'll get this on the website. Stick with us. We've got some safety tips that we're going to be talking about, and we'll have a little more conversation with our friend from Fenville Wine. You're listening to Grilling Guys on 107.3. We'll be right back.